It's Pat Radio time on WCRS 102.1 98.3 Low Power FM, Columbus, Ohio.
Once in a while, with nowhere much to walk in town, we'd often sit and talk about her life. And Josie was a near dear friend of mine. Cross-legged in the kitchen, then we'd giggle, cry, and rub our eyes, and all be us, the two would shine. If nothing goes between us, then we've carried on and gone about our lives. Secrets we've made up and packaged neatly in our minds.
Feeling helpless, most of my time. I'm sorry that I hurt you. And denied you my love. It's been an agonizing time apart, and I've got this feeling that's heavy and empty at the same time in my chest. And I want to be with you. If you need me to, I could take care of you. I'm not saying you do. It's just a thought.
Concord from Chicago, Illinois, doing a song called I Want You Back. And before that, the Melismatics doing a song called Industry of Cool. I believe they're from Minneapolis.
Chicago? Yeah.
I think their MySpace said Minneapolis. One for the Team before that, doing a song called Apples. Do you know where they're from, James?
One for the Team is from Minneapolis.
They're from Minneapolis. Okay. And then from Denver, Colorado, starting off the set, Dressy Bessie from their self-titled album, doing This May Hurt a Little. I've already been talking to him. That's James in the background from the Blasternauts. He's here today to explain why we just heard three national acts on what's supposed to be a local show. This thing called the Outer Sounds. James, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I guess we started the Outer Sounds last March as part of our EP release thing. We booked two nights, so we just had a little festival for our CD release instead of just one show. And then after that, Scarlet Gray asked me to if I wanted to book a weekly night on Thursdays. So I thought that'd be a good opportunity for me to sort of start something out with just local music and with music I like. Scarlet Gray, we had a few issues with it just because it's a pretty college bar, so some bands like playing there, some bands don't really like playing there, so I kind of was having problems pulling in the bands I really wanted to play at a venue like Scarlet Gray. So once I started up again this fall, I explored sort of having it at another venue, but I realized I was going to have the same problems. Sort of if you go with Bernie's, there's a lot of bands that don't want to play at Bernie's still because they haven't had a good experience with some of the metal bands who play there. So I just kind of went for the approach of maybe doing it at a different venue every week. I still like book the same venues sometimes, but other than that, it's allowing me to pull in everyone I want to pull in and finding a good place for them to play. It's this guy, Craig from the Green Room Music Source. I've been emailing back and forth for a while last year about bringing in some guys that he was booking at the time. He just emailed me again at the end of the summer because I told him I was starting up again in the fall. The first one he told me he was trying to book was Dressy Bessie, and I obviously knew about them with John Hill from the Apples and Stereos being part of that band. So we went about booking them. I got them the show on November 6th at Bernie's, and then it led to another few acts coming in. One for the team's actually on the tour with Dressy Bessie. They'll be opening up for them. They're a really good band from Minneapolis. And then La Concorde is going to be coming on the way back from CMJ Music Marathon. He's going back to Chicago, so he's going to be stopping by and playing at Rumba Cafe on October 27th, I think. And then we have the Melismatics, who are a pretty new band. They just, I think they won the Last Band Standing competition for Lollapalooza this year, just like a Battle of the Bands thing. But they've been doing really well ever since their slot there, so they're going to come out here too.
And many of the bands also have some local support, and some of the shows in the series are completely local bands. And we'll do the whole rundown here in just a little bit. But we're going to jump back into the local music here with a new one from Karate Coyote called Incognito. Thank you.
tides receding. Counting on the up, please be counting on the down at seas. Steady, steady, calm, I am the language of the windmill. And though I cannot tell where my body meets the ground at seas. In a fashion line, I am uncertain and untied. On fractured thoughts and broken sentences. Coming up around, always coming up around, it seems. In a fashion line, I am uncertain and untied. On fractured thoughts and broken sentences. After all is done, I can lie down and shut my eyes. Above an air and without fences.
Structures that hold me in my place, 'cause I was a Ferris wheel. Now watch me, now watch me.
Come down. Your as the rhythm and all began. This is how. Thank you.
Blood on My Neck on Pat Radio and WCRS doing a song called Kismet. Before that, Jonathan Hape did Lungs and Bone. Rusernorsk, right?
Yeah, Rusernorsk.
They're from Athens, Ohio, doing Long Winter's Coming. And the Blastronauts doing I Am a Ferris Wheel. Is that a new song, James?
Yeah, that's we recorded it last May or June, I think. We're going to release it as a 7-inch single this fall, but I don't know if that's going to end up happening or not. We'll probably just save it for the next album.
Before the Blastronauts, CD Seeds from Cincinnati, Ohio, doing a song called Changes Less the Moon. And we started off that set with Karate Coyote doing Incognito. All of those bands are taking part in the Outer Sounds festival of sorts, if you want to call it a series, I guess, is maybe the best term to use to describe it. Any other input you want to give on those bands or the shows?
I know the CD Seeds, we actually got in contact with them a couple months ago. They're really cool guys. They were telling us about the Midpoint Music Festival, which is going on this Thursday too, which we're going down for to play a set there. They're playing on Friday, I think. They're going to be one of our first bands coming in for our show on Thursday, which is them, a band called New Vega from Dayton, Couch Forts, who I know you played a lot. They're really good. And another band, Flotation Walls, who are really awesome. Yeah, we're pulling in these national acts now, but I mean, none of them are that big. They're all pretty underground. But I mean, it's giving a lot of local bands the chance to play with people who are coming from out of town. I mean, people they wouldn't normally meet and maybe wouldn't normally listen to. But it's just a great opportunity for everyone involved, really. And that's all we're really trying to create. I mean, I'm still in college. I'm not a booking aficionado at all. I'm just trying to sort of get as much experience as I can, trying something out new. The hope is eventually the name, just the Outer Sounds, would draw the crowd rather than sort of relying on the bands to draw the crowd, because that's pretty much what every bar does around here in venue, which, I mean, they have to make money. But it'd be nice just to have a night where people would be like, oh, well, we know they're going to have good bands tonight no matter who's playing, so you can stick a new band on there and they'll immediately get an audience and not really have to worry about pulling people.
Speaking of those bands, let me just shoot down the list for you real quickly. As James said, this Thursday, September 25th, tomorrow night, the CD Seeds from Cincinnati, and then two bands from Columbus, Flotation Walls and Couch Forts, and a band from Dayton called New Vega, all playing at Bernie's. And then the next is about a week from that, Is that a week away, the next Thursday?
They're usually every Thursday.
Usually every Thursday night.
The Conquer One's on Monday, on October 27th.
So then October 2nd at the Rumba Cafe, we've got Blasternauts, Earwig, Paper Airplane, and Bookmobile. And then October 9th, Cafe Bourbon Street, Rusinorsk, Melty Melty, James and James, and Blood on My Neck. October 16th, Blasternauts, Melismatics, Nuclear Children, and Karate Coyote. October 27th, the special Monday night show he mentioned, La Concorde from Chicago, Winter Makes Sailors, Our Cat Philip and Jonathan Hape, all of Columbus. And a special Halloween show at Ruby Tuesdays on October 30th, featuring Our Cat Philip, Karate Coyote, and the Blasternauts. And then the whole thing winds up, or at least this leg of it, I suppose, November 6th at Bernie's with Dressy Bessie, one for the team, and the Blasternauts once again.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep going after that date. I haven't really gotten to booking the rest of them, but we've been talking to a band called Sleeping in the Aviary from Madison, who are a really good sort of indie punk band. And then we're talking to the Dreadful Yawns about doing a date too sometime towards the end of November.
That would be very cool. Yeah. Love the Dreadful Yawns.
Yeah, they're great.
All right. Well, James, thanks for stopping by. And folks, get out and see the Outer Sounds. Right now, we're going to hear from one of those bands playing at Bernie's tomorrow night. This is New Vega doing a song entitled Plane Meets Sea.
Time to value it. Make a man, why you?
Rainbow, recorded live at ComFest this past June, doing a song called Secret Histories. If you'd like that entire set, you can download it from rainbowband.com. They have it linked there. Started off that short set with New Vega doing Plane Meets Sea. Going to wrap things up with another live cut from a live set. Moore's Ontologica last week were out on the East Coast again in Jersey City at WFMU. And I got permission from the band and from WFMU to use those tracks. And we're going to hear a song called The Works. And look on Pat Radio probably by Friday. I'll have the Moore's tracks up in a little player like I did for the Lindsay and for Great Plains before them. And also I'll put all the separate MP3s in a zip file for you to download. Just another friendly service. Okay, see you next week. Self-assade at the back of the bed.